Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. We will also be joined by the choir from Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, for National Lutheran Schools Week today. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. For he is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, who no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Today is the feast of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor of the faith. The appointed text for this day comes at the end of St. Paul's first letter to his dear friend, Timothy. St. Paul concludes this letter with a final list of exhortations to Timothy. These words are more than just mere encouragement. These are strong, inspired words from the Holy Spirit to this pastor, called by God to preach the word of Christ and salvation. In the paragraphs just before our reading today, St. Paul reminds Timothy what it means to be a pastor in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. Paul exhorts Timothy to regard himself under the yoke as a servant of Christ. Timothy, like all called and ordained pastors, that's what they are, servants of Christ. We wear these collars to signify that we are indeed Christ's servants, speaking God's word. We wear these stoles to signify that we are yoked or bonded in service to Christ and his word. St. Paul also exhorts Timothy to preach the pure word of God. He instructs Timothy not to teach anything that disagrees with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is what the Bible is all about. One who teaches his own doctrine or brand of religion, making his own rules, according to St. Paul, is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing of the true word, which certainly leads God's people astray, even away from their salvation. Pastors who try to invent new teachings or think they've discovered an edge or a nuance of theology that no one yet has discovered throughout the ages. These pastors who quarrel promoting unsound teachings, they produce envy and dissension, slander and evil suspicions, which is against God's word and is indeed sinful, as St. Paul says. Rather, the pastor in Christ's church preaches the ageless truth of Christ and his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins and for eternal life. St. Paul, finally, just before our text today, exhorts Timothy to beware of the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil, St. Paul says. I don't know about you, but I find it interesting that this is significant for St. Paul to mention in these last words to Timothy. St. Paul and Pastor Timothy are not in the holy ministry to become wealthy, nor should any pastor be, for no one can serve both God and mammon. And yet there is a great temptation, I must say, for every pastor to look around him and to see the wealth of all the things of this world and to become envious and discontent and expect that he should be entitled to so much more. And yet things made of plastic and metal will rust and rot, but the gospel of Jesus Christ and our life in Christ is a treasure beyond compare that will last forever. And you, dear youth, should you desire to be a pastor or a church worker, a Lutheran school teacher, or of any vocation in the church, God will indeed provide for your every need. Crave the gospel, not the riches of this world. And then St. Paul continues finally with our text for today to Timothy, and he begins, "O man of God, flee these things," those things that I just mentioned, glory and false teachings and the love of money. Rather, he says, pursue. Pursue righteousness and godliness and faith and love and steadfastness and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. To pursue righteousness and godliness and faith and all these other things does not mean Paul is telling Timothy to go looking for them as though he has to find them, or that he must do something in order to gain them or earn them to be worthy servant of Christ in some way. No, St. Paul is encouraging and exhorting and joyfully proclaiming what is already Timothy's in Christ Jesus. Hold on to these things that you already have. In his death and resurrection, Jesus made Timothy right with God. In his death and resurrection, Jesus made Timothy holy. In his death and resurrection, Jesus grafted Timothy into the vine of Christ and gave him saving faith. In his death and resurrection, Jesus clothed Timothy with love for God and love for his neighbor, especially those whom he gave pastoral care. In his death and resurrection, Jesus put on Timothy the helmet of salvation, the sword of the word, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Steadfast and ready is Pastor Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, which means dying daily to sin and rising daily in Christ in his baptism, which means renouncing the devil and all of his wicked works and all of his wicked ways every single day. In his death and resurrection, Jesus valiantly destroyed the power of the devil, only to give Timothy and all pastors gentleness and mercy in applying the salve of the gospel upon the sins of God's people and all that affects God's people with sin. Did you catch it in the reading? St. Paul's ultimate, all-inclusive, definitive, inspired exhortation to Pastor Timothy, in which every pastor of the word of the gospel is rooted and defined. He said, Paul said, I charge you in the presence of God who gives life to all things and of Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, I charge you. The pastor's life and message are in Jesus Christ and Him alone. This Jesus Christ, who confessed Himself as the truth before Pontius Pilate and will confess all of you and me before His Father in heaven. This Jesus Christ, who will appear on the last day to judge the living and the dead, and through His precious blood judges us to eternal salvation. This Jesus Christ, the core of every pastor's message and preaching, who is the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent ruler of all, and rules and reigns over each and every one of us this very day with His grace and mercy, His word and His blessed sacraments. This Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and now crowns us, even now, with everlasting life. This Jesus Christ, who is immortal and shall raise each and every one of us to immortality. That's amazing. This Jesus Christ, who is the unapproachable light and yet comes to earth as the light of the world and chases the darkness of our sin and death away. This Jesus Christ, who makes Himself known in flesh and blood and will raise us to see Him face to face when we will live with Him for all eternity. This Jesus Christ. St. Paul charges Timothy, pastor and confessor, to preach and proclaim this Jesus Christ. What a great divine exhortation for us to be celebrating our Lutheran schools this week. As all our pastors and teachers, as all of our congregations and schools are about this Jesus Christ, to whom Timothy is charged and to whom we believe in congregation and school and life, to Him be honor and dominion forever. Amen.
God is a good Father to behold.
stand for the Kyrie. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And lift my mind to you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds, such as Timothy, to guide and feed your flock. Make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and administer your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the God of all grace, you have called your church to minister in the name of your Son, our great High Priest. By your word and spirit, inspire men to offer their lives for the sacred ministry, that ministering in the name of Christ, they may draw many to your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord of the harvest, send laborers into your harvest and sustain those whom you have sent. Bless all teachers, servants, pastors, and caretakers in our schools. Sustain them in hardship and follow them and show them the fruits of their labors. Give them firm confidence in Christ Jesus, by whose forgiving blood their works are well-pleasing in your sight. Grant success to their teaching and use them to form and prepare new workers to serve your people in church and school. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.